Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 24, verse 15, to Genesis 24, verse 37.
Isaac needs a wife! Quick, go find a cousin!
Cause if it ain't good enough for family...
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. That recap, Connie, that was funny. You just... The camels.
They say girdle. I think bra. I just can't think of a camel wearing a girdle.
I can't either. I mean, well, I can picture it only because I have a cartoon brain.
Oh, like in Aladdin. Remember in Aladdin when the genie makes all of that stuff appear and there's some camels that are belly dancers? Yeah,
you know what? That's probably where I'm thinking of it from. I was wondering where I got that image from. Okay. So the Aladdin story from Disney was not far off. Okay, great.
Yeah.
They were wearing girdles.
Well, I mean, that's pretty sexy, those veils too. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, the veil. Well, that's why I would never marry someone with a veil, because you never know what you're going to marry, you know.
This is true.
We last left off at 24:37, and we're going to pick up here at 24:38. But thou shalt go into my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. Who offers? All right, you've just met this person, and it's like, yeah, I have a sister here. There's a woman here. She needs a husband. Take her. what is this? I don't understand this. I mean, if I went over to someone's house, I wouldn't say, and I was just dating some. I'd have to be dating someone a long time and say, hey, well, we tend to get married. I would like to, you know. I just wouldn't walk into someone's house the first time and say, hey, I see her. You're single. You want to marry her? What the hell is this?
Well, to be honest, there's an entire movement in a lot of in certain Pentecostal circles, mm-hmm. that goes kind of along with the patriarch movement and the quiverful movement. And it's about how they don't want their teenage kids to just date and get married on their own. They're actually arranging for courtships and arranging for marriages. They think that it's... what is recommended because of these kind of things in the Bible, where somebody goes off and finds somebody, and this is the right person for your wife, as a wife for you, because she fits into our family, and this is who you'll marry.
Yeah, we like them because their family has money. We don't like the person that you like doesn't have anything, and apparently has no future, but he's a nice guy. Well, can't have that. This guy is a horrible human being, but his family's got money. So you guess which one you're going with.
Well, one of the other ways that it makes sense to them, which is it's really corrupt, is that they believe the same way. And so the way that the belief in the religion that you raised your daughter or son in, it'll continue because they have the same upbringing and the same expectations about the church that you attend, the beliefs that you have. So it's extremely insular. They don't want to bring in any questioning ideas about God or the Bible. And again, I think that's a lot of what's, besides the money, which obviously this back here, women are definitely property.
Mm-hmm.
How this is fostered this in this new day and age.
Yeah. You know what this is actually reminds me of? There was this old TV show, preview something coming, upcoming. It was with Jay Sherman, was the cartoon character. There was this one episode where it's like, yeah, he can only marry this person. He's actually a true blue blood. He can only actually bleed blue blood. So, yeah. Coming attractions. Yeah. That was it. Coming attractions.
Yeah. The royalty asked them about how this worked for them. That's how we wound up with hemophiliacs and, all kinds of problems.
Yep.
24:39, and I said unto my master, peradventure the woman would not follow me. So again, this is recap. He's just telling that he's relaying the story, and he said, well, when my master told me to go find a wife for my son back home with my family, he says, well, what if she won't follow me?
Yeah.
So,
you know, it sounds, makes it sound like, well, the woman wouldn't follow me. Like if you were walking along the in your neighborhood and a stray dog just came up on you and started following you home. They think that women are like stray dogs. They're like, oh, there's a man. I must follow him home. Oh. Here, girl.
Well, I don't understand.
That never works for me either, by the way. I tried that at the bar the other night, and I'm like, come here, girl. Wouldn't follow me out of the car. I got as far as the door, and she looked at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you got a shoe in the back of the head, right?
Yeah.
Well, I still got the knot, actually. Okay, and I guess I'm confused about the advice that's given here, because if it were me, I was sending somebody, you know, out on this errand, I would send along some kind of proof and say, identify yourself. Here's my signet ring or something like that. This is who you are, and this is what you're looking for.
All right. Well, the person's carrying a lot of gold, and he's got camels and whatever with him, and other servants. So obviously he's rich. So who else but Abraham's son is going to be rich? Oh, anybody else, I suppose.
Because Abraham's bilked nearly half of the then Middle East out of gold and riches.
Yeah, with his wife that was in with cahoots with him.
The scamming
wife, yeah. 24:40, and he said unto me, "The Lord, Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper this thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son, for my kindred, and my father's house." Yeah, this is getting paid by the word here, because we could have just eliminated everything past 24:34.
Now, I seem to recall Abraham saying something about an angel.
Or
the Lord going with him. But is he's starting to embellish here.
Yeah.
This is not exactly the verbatim that we had in his exchange with Abraham at the beginning.
True.
Of this journey.
True. Now he's saying, well, an angel told me to come out this way. No, your dad told you to come out this way. Or whoever it was, Abraham, I guess.
And prosper thy way. Yeah. Okay. Wait, where are we? I just moved my mouse. I didn't mean to do that. 41. There we go. Excuse me. 24:41. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath.
So he's repeating. Okay. She's basically repeating. He's like, yeah, if I can't find a bitch to follow me, I get to go free. I don't have to follow this guy anymore or whatever. I don't. The repeating on this is just, it's just killing me here. 24:42, and I came this day unto the well. So he's recapping everything he just happened to him before he gets there. Okay, great. And I said, O Lord God, my master Abraham, of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way, which I go. So, okay, he's just saying, if I'm reading this correctly, is like, okay, God's going to make sure that he's repeating what he just said basically earlier, that he's hoping that God will make him prosper wherever he goes.
Well,
am I reading that right?
Prosper to be able to complete the task that he's sent there for.
This is all
the stuff that he was saying before Rebecca walked up to the well. And so he's just trying to prove that this isn't just any chance meeting. I mean, this is
God told me to see. This is everything that's happened is predestined by God. I gotcha. So he's recounting the story to say, yeah, everything you. He could have just saved us all a trip and just said, yeah, God told me I was going to be here and this was going to happen. And sure enough, it did. That didn't take. I could have done that. He could have done that in one line. Holy
well,
shit.
That's the question, too. How many people in this town are related to Abraham? could they have swung a dead cat, sorry, and hit a woman who would have fit this bill?
Yeah, probably.
She just happened to be the first person to come along.
Yeah.
It was all it was, but we're going to treat it like it's a miracle.
Right. Well, they weren't swinging dead cats. They were swinging dead invisible camels that weren't there.
This is true. They're swinging the garters after the camels did the striptease and threw them at the audience. 24:43, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. Did he specify it had to be a virgin when he said this prayer before?
No, he did not, as a matter of fact. He said,
okay.
Yeah, he basically wanted just like somebody's going to come by, and, you know, if they do this thing, if they offer me water and my camel's water, then she's the right one. But he didn't say, well, she had to be a virgin. Now he's embellishing, well, since she's a virgin, I kind of want a virgin, because then she'll only want me, because I'll be the only dick she's ever felt before. So, therefore, I'm just going to add the word virgin in there, just so, you know, this kind of person.
This might be flattering the family and flattering the girl a little bit here, too, to say, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's possible. That's possible.
Yeah, I was looking for this nubile virgin. Well, maybe not nubile. Maybe he wouldn't say that. Yeah. So this is what.
And you're.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Oh, no. No, I just realized that I answered my own question. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's all right.
Voices in my head are.
As long as you're not. Yeah. As long as the voices in your head aren't saying go and look for an altar to slay your children on, then you're doing fine.
No. No,
if your voices in your head are saying, this is a bunch of crap, that you listen to those voices.
Just exactly.
Saying, just listen. You got to listen to those voices. That's a little voice inside you saying, listen, hey, this is shit. Walk away while you can. Run if you can. 24:44. And she say to me, okay, this guy is, his language is a very poor. And she say to me, I have fourth grade. I have second grade education. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also carry. No, I'm sorry. And I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out of my master's son. Oh, so this would be his niece. Okay, so it's appointed out of his master's son.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
No.
That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
you go to your family reunion
and your tree does not fork,
you might be a redneck.
Yeah, you might be a redneck. If your tree does not fork, if your family tree does not fork, you might be a redneck.
Yep.
Yeah. See, 25.
This is the mutterings he had for himself. 24:25.
Yes.
And before I had done speaking in my own heart, you were saying this out loud.
Yeah, this fucker was thinking out loud. He wasn't talking in his brain.
He was muttering.
Yep.
Okay. Behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. We're not going to point out the fact that you already were looking at her and saying, yeah, she's a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah, don't bother pointing that part out. Otherwise, it makes you sound like a creep.
See, he points out that he's praying for a virgin, but it's not that what the first time we know he knows something about her being a virgin is when he's looking at her. So.
Right. Like I said, it's that hip sway, Connie. It's
the
hip
know.
Sway. Yeah. 24:46. Thank you. And she made haste. What does haste look like anyway? I'm just saying. I always hear people making haste. I can never find it. I try to order it on the menu, but say, no, we're all out of haste.
It went like this. It was so fast.
It was so fast. It was just gone.
Already out.
Yeah. And and she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camel drink also. So I drank. And she made the camel drink also. So she's forcing the camels to drink. Because, you know, the thing is with camels, all right, first off, camels non-existent in this time period. Secondly, camels will not drink just all the time. They will drink like once in a great while. They retain water quite well, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it's interesting. I can't remember the statistic now, though, but it's amazing how fast they can drink and how much. It's like gallons and gallons mm-hmm. of water in just a few minutes.
Yeah, so she would have been running her ass off.
Yeah. Okay, 2447, and I asked her and said, "Whose daughter art thou?" And she said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Naor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him, and I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands."
So he did
put them on her.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Upon her face.
The earring upon her face. Well, I guess, you know, the nose ring.
I hope that, what? Was it in her nose?
You know, that's, you can do that at home with a paper punch. It only hurt for about a month.
Okay, I know a lot of women nowadays. They do it as a fashion statement, and all I can think of is that's what you do with a cow.
Yeah, I look at that and go, what happens if you have to blow your nose and you have to squeeze your nose together? You're going to stab something in there.
Oh, no.
24:48, and I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God, my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughters unto his son. Oh, that's just even more gross. Yeah, and the thing is, all right, didn't bother saying, yeah, she offered us to put us up for the thing there. He leaves this. He's recalling the whole story of how they met, and he completely forgets this part. Like, he followed her home or something. It's like, I gave her some stuff, and then suddenly I was here. You know, it's not like she didn't invite him. She could have. They left that part of it out. You know, it's like, all right.
Well, she said something to him. And he's not recounting that.
But. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, I hate the repetition to begin with, and the fact is, we're recounting the story we just fucking read, based secondhand already. He's not only embellished half the story, but he's forgotten important details. So, and the thing is, if you're going to be all this detailed on all this other crap, get all the details right.
Yeah. 24:49, and now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left.
Okay.
Wait, deal kindly and truly with my master, that I wasn't aware that Abraham did any kindness to them. It was totally the other way around,
right?
So far.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Why would they have no reason to? I mean,
well, maybe he figures that this betrothal, this proposition of marriage is the kindness, I guess.
Yeah, well, to the left hand, to the right hand or the left, just all right. I guess in the olden days, because they didn't have toilet paper, everything was in the right hand. You know, so and everybody that was the right was right-handed. If you were left-handed back then, they thought you were of the devil. So the right hand was good, and the left hand was obviously bad. It was a situation where, you know, it's like, okay, you give me your right hand, then we're good to go. You give me your left hand, then I know that that the deal's off. So this is one of those passages where it basically says they're putting down people who are left-handed. So
interesting.
Yep. 24:50. Then Laban, and Bethel answered and said, "The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good." See, that's where it is right there, where it says the bad or good. You know, it's like the right hand is the good one, and the left hand is the bad one.
Okay. "The thing that proceedeth from the Lord. Rebekah's brother and father agreed to give her to the slave's master's son, since it was obviously a marriage made in heaven."
Obviously. I tried that one too at the bar. It's obviously a match made in heaven. And, let's just say I had a hard time drinking what she spilled on my face. Splash, through, whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Wow. They just They just need, you know, what gets me is, according to this, Rebecca is actually a very obedient and thoughtful young woman. And
so obviously make sure the right one. Yeah, that's all it takes. She's the right one because she's obedient and nice. Okay.
This is her reward. Is she's just sold up the river.
Yep, that's your reward. You did something nice, and now you get to go have to be somebody else's slave. Great.
Sight unseen. You know, has no idea. She doesn't know. Evidently, they haven't. She hasn't met them or hasn't seen them in ages.
Yeah.
24:51. Behold, Rebecca is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken.
See, it's already predestined, apparently, according to him. Of course, it wasn't, but that's the way they want to read it.
Still trying to figure out why Abraham didn't want Isaac to even go on this trip.
Well, Isaac's still with the sheep that he slayed.
Maybe Isaac's been dating Canaanite women, and he's like, "I'm not going to get married."
Yeah, he's having.
Yes,
too,
you are.
Yeah, you're having too good of a time with those women, those loose women.
Yep.
24:52, and it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Okay, so heard the servant's words. All right, when Abraham's servant heard the words, okay, so like, okay, you're basically you can have my daughter. Oh, thank God! Oh, thank God! Okay, he's thinking to God again. God didn't give you this woman. You showed up at the right place at the right time.
Yep. Well, and he did swear on Abraham's nutsack, so
yes,
he's just
he did.
Believed that, you know, even though Abraham says, yeah, it'll be fine, everything will be cool, you go, no.
I am so going to totally do that. It's like, you swear? Yes. Well, you got to hold my nutsack and swear. I'm going to see if I ever get called for jury duty again in the future, I'm going to say, no, I want to go by the Old Testament version of swearing. The judge has to come over here and hold my nuts. Says so right here in the Bible. I can point it right out to you.
And that's all he would ever see if he...
he'd say, dismissed. That's the way to get out of jury duty, folks.
There you go. 24:53. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Wait. Silver and gold are metal.
Silver
not
and
jewels.
Gold. Silver and gold.
Does he mean jewel encrusted silver and jewel encrusted gold?
I don't know. It just says jewels of gold.
That's
because jewels because jewels are not gold. Jewels and gold are two separate things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And raiment, and gave them to Rebecca. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. So yeah, he's. She's got a new wardrobe. She's got shoes and purses. She's
clothing.
Got some Louboutins.
Clothing. You know. Raiment is clothing. Ladies'
yes,
clothing and raiment backed with jewels.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's all right. It's just clothing. He's like, well, how did he know her size? Maybe it's bag size. This is the old timey. Everybody, a bag for everybody and a bag and everyone for a bag.
One size fits all.
One size fits all.
Never works.
Yeah. There's this new store. It's called the Raiment. One size fits y'all. You know.
Yeah.
24:54. And they did eat and drink, and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. They tarried all night. Oh, well, damn. It's no Viagra needed there. And they rose up in the morning and. He said, send me away unto my master. Okay, he couldn't have just said, all right, I got to leave? You have to send me away?
He's a servant. Maybe he can't release himself. Maybe he has to be excused.
Well, he's not their servant, though. He's
yeah,
a servant, but he's not their servant. He doesn't have to necessarily have to listen to them. I don't know. I've never owned anybody before. I have no idea how this even works.
He's not a free man.
Oh, he's not a free man.
But yes, I see what you're playing at. But yeah, they were up all night partying. Wow.
Yeah. Well, they were doing something all night. I'm just saying.
maybe he says, send me away to my master. He's saying, yeah, do you have You have I have you know, it's hair of the dog, you know.
A little bit of the hair dog, you bet me.
Yeah. 24:55, and her brother and her mother said, "Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go."
Okay, so we're gonna make sure that we get to poke her first before you get her.
Jeez.
We got to make sure we got to cover up all the blemishes that she's going to see later before, you know, when you first see her. We got to get the spackle out, and we got to cover up all the blemishes and the scars and from the whipping and everything like that. We got to make sure, you know, all those bones heal.
Oh, you know what? Maybe they need to find somebody else to do all the work she was doing. She was doing work of a servant.
True.
She was drawing water and crap. So we need to find a replacement for her.
But yeah.
I was going to say that was the first reasonable thing I'd seen as a mom. I would say, my daughter hang out for a few more days? But no, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
They need to buy another servant.
They're so specific, at least 10 days.
Yeah.
If it says, all right, for a few days, at the least 10. So they're hoping that maybe longer than 10, maybe a month or whatever, you know. So I'm guessing, you know, just anything longer than 10, but at least 10. So, yeah, but you're right. I think they're trying to find somebody else to cover for her shift, you know. Sometimes it's hard to find something. Employment is so difficult at that time. Everybody's related to everybody else. Everybody knows everybody else's business. You can't put down on anything on a resume because you know it's going to be double checked. You worked at with who? I know you. You have never worked there. You worked with Adam. Please. Adam was so 500 years ago.
Oh.
24:56, and he said unto them, "Hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." Again, he just repeated the same thing. Why, again, do we need the reiteration of this line?
Don't know. Because this is an argument of sorts.
Maybe.
24:57, and they said, "We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth." So she gets a say in something? They've just married her off.
Yeah, now she's going to get a say. Ask her,
so, well, you want to go now or you want to go in a month?
Oh, damn. This is.
Oh,
now she gets a say. I was like, hey, you know what? You know who would really like to have a word in on this? The damsel. Bring your damsel. Hey, lady who has no name. Come over here. He wants to take you now. Do you want to stay here? You want to stay here, don't you? Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, just give her the wink and the nod. You want to stay here for at least 10 days, don't you? Don't you? Let's see here. 58, thank you. 24:58. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." Well, she didn't. And she said, "I will go." I embellished the part.
Yeah, the only time in the Bible where a woman was asked her consent.
Yeah.
About marriage.
Right.
I thought the marriage was already a done deal, but you know, I thought this was more about disputing the time of her departure because he wants to go. You know, the servant wants to go right back.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just like, do you want to go now or do you want to go later? I'm just saying. But we don't want our listeners to go. We want them to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/AB. I'm on the wrong click here. Here we go. Follow us on Twitter at ABANW Podcast. And you can also follow the show and donate some hard-earned camels that don't exist. Actually, I'll take the cash over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. You can also follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/ABANDNW. The blog is also over at ABANDNW.wordpress.com. You can find out stuff about us there, and you can also follow the show. The show is on a lot of platforms over at iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. You can send us questions, comments, love, or hate mail over at tatbanw, that's TATBANW@gmail.com. Be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review for us on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker as well, or just a nice review if at all possible. And this way we'll read it at some point. So until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.